Welcome to God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson. Reach him at God's5Minutes@gmail.com. Now, here's Ed Wilson with God's 5 Minutes.
Hello, friends. Here's the verse that opens the fourth psalm. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Like so many numbers from the ancient Hebrew hymnal, the words are David's. They appear to have been written as an evening prayer for him to sing with his fellow believers as a closing communion to offer the Lord's of the day, with its duties and challenges softly folds into night around them. If you believe in God at all, there could be nothing more natural than the yearning to have him answer your prayers. David's words have been on the lips of believers for thousands of years. Hear me when I call. In the same way, there could be nothing more natural than that the God who created us, who has told us over and over of his great love for us all, would listen eagerly to hear us call. There are terms. Since Adam's great Eden failure, there's been a barrier between God and man. He has worked to provide ways for that to be overcome, but there's a part for us to do. There are many places in the Bible that set out those terms. When Israel's leaders, for instance, came to Ezekiel to learn God's terms, God told the prophet, "Every man that setteth up his idols in his heart and put the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, I, the Lord, will answer him according to his idols." Isaiah told us, "To this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word." Our Lord put it this way, among other things, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." The next phrase of this verse is very revealing. It is a term used only once in the Scriptures. "Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness." The whole Bible teaches God is righteous. Examples include Psalm 71, which has, "Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high." And Psalm 97, "Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne." God is the origin of all that is right, and he is the final arbiter of right and wrong. When Job was considering how hopeless it is to convict God of being unjust in any way or unrighteous, he wrote, "How should a man be just with God? If he shall contend with him, he cannot answer him one of a thousand." So God is righteous. All his dealings are righteous. His throne is established on righteousness. And although we may question things about his dealings now, there will come a time when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that his ways are just. But this phrase is only indirectly speaking of God's righteousness. David said, "O God of my righteousness." You and I are created in God's image. We each have, from the most benighted pagan worshiper to the holiest among us, a divine spark. We are separated from the animal world about us by something living within us, a part of God himself, and that divine spark, being part of God, puts a righteousness within us. Call it conscience, call it humanity, call it love of justice and truth. Bloody Hen and Saul could not lie peacefully on his bed at night. The cries of Abimelech and the other priests murdered by treacherous Doeg rang in his ears and drove him into fits of madness. Cruel Cain, with his brother Abel's shocked, dying eyes fixed on his, found the horror struck to his soul and was more than he could bear. We are not created to live with guilt on our spirits, and we can find no rest when it lies there. So, what are we to do? We are humans, just like David. We each have our testimony that we were shapen in iniquity, and in sin did our mothers conceive us. If we are certain to violate the righteousness God put within us, and if we cannot possibly be content having done so, where is our redemption? The answer is for God to be our righteousness. He sent his Son to cover our sins with his blood, to wash and cleanse us, to restore us, until when the night of life's ending folds over us, we too can sing, "Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness," as a witness that we have tried to live true to the righteousness he put within us, and we've accepted his blood for our failures.
You have been listening to God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson. Reach him by email at godsfiveminutes@gmail.com. Tune in next time to hear more encouraging thoughts from God's Word on God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson.
God's Word speaks truth. God's Word speaks life. And God's Word speaks to us today. Hi, I'm Pastor John Marins of the Granby Christian Church. Each week, we explore God's Word together on In the Shadow of Your Wings, a radio broadcast on KNEO. Tune in each Saturday at 6:45 p.m. to hear the show. And if you ever miss it, you can always view the archive online at kneo.org. We also have the program available as a podcast as well, so you can listen anytime, anywhere. It's available from Sky High Podcast Network. I invite you to check out the show and learn more about our incredible God and how He cares for you. You can trust Him. You can depend on Him, and you can rest in the shadow of His wings.